Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a beautiful Shavuos story, and it's about how Hashem offered the Torah to other nations before he offered it to the Jewish people. First, Hashem offered the Torah to the nation of Edom. These are the descendants of Esav. And he said to them, would you like to have the Torah? I have a very precious, precious gift, which I will offer to you. So they said, well, what's in it? So Hashem said, well, for example, it says in the Torah, you may not murder. So the descendants of Esav said, but we are men of war. We are constantly fighting. We're constantly killing people. How can we possibly accept the Torah? Then Hashem went to the descendants of Yishmael, and he said, would you like the Torah? It's a very precious gift. They said, well, what's in it? Hashem said, well, it says you may not steal. Oh, we do a lot of business, and sometimes we have to be dishonest, and sometimes we have to get the best deal by stealing. No, no, that's not going to work for us. Then Hashem went to other nations, the Canaanites, and he said to them, would you like the Torah? And they said, well, what's in it? Hashem said, it's very precious. It says that we must not use inaccurate measurements, and we have to be completely honest in all of our dealings. They said, that's so silly to be so exact with all these things. So what if it's a little bit off? And so too with other nations as well. Whatever it was that was their expertise, so to speak, Hashem told them what the Torah says about it. And they would say, no, that's not for us. Then Hashem went to the Jewish people, and he said, I have a very special present. Would you like it? And they said, Nase benishma. We will do it, and then we will understand the details of it. So this is a very, very special attitude that the Jewish people have towards Torah. We do it because it's Hashem's Torah. And we trusted that whatever it says in Hashem's Torah, that will be fine for us. So too, in our times, it's very important to have the correct attitude towards Torah. Not that we do the Torah and the mitzvahs when we like that particular mitzvah. No, this is from Hashem, and therefore we want to do Torah and mitzvahs because Hashem asks us to do it. And with this attitude, we will certainly bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately. And with a greeting of Kabbalah Satorah B'Simcha B'Venimius, I want to wish everybody that we should receive the Torah with joy and in an innermost way. And in this way, by learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs, certainly Mashiach will come quicker. And each of us can take as a personal responsibility to do whatever we can to bring Mashiach quicker. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.